business owners all the time ask me, but Robert, I've got to get new customers. I got to service the customers I have. I've got employees to take care of and manage. I've got tax forms to fill out. How am I supposed to keep up with it all? This is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio, and keeping up with it all and thriving is what this program is all about. You know, I broke down business and what it takes to succeed in business into four key parts. And now let me go through those real quick, and I'll explain them as if you're driving a car. If you're in the car, the thing that makes you go is your accelerator pedal. You go nowhere without that pedal. That is your gas pedal. It moves the car down the road. And, you know, you could be going down the road 70 miles an hour and everything be just fine, but you take your foot off that accelerator and your car is going to slow down so much that folks won't even know you're going. They'll be honking around, honking, and you're going to be a big disruption. Well, it's the same way in business with generating new customers. New customers are your gas pedal. And if you stop generating new customers, your business is going to come coasting and be going so slow that you won't even look like you're going anywhere. So you must build processes and systems to always generate new customers. But the accelerator pedal isn't everything, because you can mash that thing down full, you know, all the way to the floor, and you're not going to get where you want to go unless you use that steering wheel. And the steering wheel in your business is the value per customer, their average transaction size, how much each customer spends with you. Average transaction size, and also the number of times your customers come back. You know, in terms of transaction size, there's really no example better than McDonald's. They've done this perfectly. 20 years ago, you know, they had trained their folks to ask, would you like fries with that? And then after a little while, they're like, oh, would you like to get a value meal? And so that was, you know, what each of those questions did is it upsold the customer that may have been coming in just for a hamburger and a Coke and been perfectly happy with that into getting a value meal, which included the fries. Then about 10 years ago, they started asking, would you like to supersize that? And so that would, you know, after they had gotten people in the habit of buying the value meal, now it was the idea of buying the more expensive value meal over the less expensive option that the customer had otherwise wanted. And then now finally, you know, now that they've got the McCafés, you can't walk in there without them trying to, you know, would you like a latte or what have you? So they are the best at increasing customer value. So how can you increase the customer value in your business? So but that steering wheel, balancing transaction size and the number of times your customers come back to you, is how you get where you're going. Now, you're driving down the road, you got the accelerator, you got the steering wheel, but if you don't know how fast you're going and you don't know where you're going, you don't have any windows or anything, then chances are you're not going to get to your destination. And, you know, so numbers in your business is what I consider your dashboard. You have got to have dashboard numbers that give you results of your sales and your process along the way. Of course, you know, those are financial statements that your accountants can prepare, but more than that, you need to be keeping track of every week and every month of the new customers you've got that week. You need to be keeping track of the average purchase size. You need to be keeping track of the customer purchase frequency and watching those numbers on a weekly and a monthly basis so that you can manage those. And if you've got customers that haven't come back, you need to go after them, get them back. And then finally, you know, even though you could have the fastest car and be steering down the road and know where you're going because you've got the dashboard, you're not going to like it if you don't have the creature comforts. It's going to be sweaty in the summer, cold in the winter. It's just not going to be enjoyable at all. The creature comforts in your business are your business systems. And those business systems are what is going to drive your business and make it easy to operate, make you successful, and make you enjoy being a business owner. And you've got to create processes that get the marketing done. You know, just like McDonald's, they train their employees to ask for the upsell. You've got to have training and things in place to get your employees to ask for the upsell. Can't take it for granted that it's happening. And you got to have the measurements in place so that you're measuring whether or not they are upselling like they need to. And those are the four elements of running a successful business. The gas pedal, which is new customers, fueling your business, the steering wheel, which is your balance and cut transaction size, and the number of times customers come back with you, the dashboard, which is measuring your numbers and keeping track of your numbers, and then the creature comforts, which is your systems. With that combination, you are successful. We're going to talk all about generating new customers today on Business Nation Radio. That is our focus of the program. But we'll be right back with more on how you can fuel your business coming up on Business Nation Radio. This is Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrope. Business owners tell me, but Robert, I know new customers are the fuel of my business, but my people aren't buying. They tell me that they're not buying anything right now, that their bosses tell them that they don't have the budgets, that they don't want to make a decision because of the economy. They want to chop around before they make a choice. Yeah, they're just not buying. I can't get any new customers. Hogwash. That's just garbage. That is an excuse. And let me tell you why. Because customers have to go through a step-by-step process before they're going to be ready to buy. They've got to know you. They've got to like you. They've got to trust you. And then you've got to ask them to buy. And if they're not buying yet, maybe it's because they don't trust you. And if you don't have a chance to go build a relationship so they trust you, that maybe means that they don't like you yet. Or, you know, that mean if they're not calling you, you know, reaching out to you, it may be because they have no idea that you exist. And so you have to bring customers through step by step through the process. You know, think of it as like a funnel. And at the top, you have all these people who don't know you, and you put them through a process of getting to know who you are, you know, being a likable person and building a relationship and thereby gaining their trust. And then once you have their trust, you know, putting out a proposition that helps them in their business that they like and choose to buy from you. So that is the process. Now, how do you get people to know you? You know, what is it that you do that gets them to even know that you're around? Step one, you figure out who your target customer is, and you get out in front of them. It could be through direct mail, could be through creating viral videos on social media. It could be by advertising in magazines or going to trade shows where those customers are. All of those things are to get folks to know that you even exist. Now, the next step is to get them to like you. You've got to be a nice person. It's not time to close the sale and push. Now's the time to get to them to like who you are and to say, hey, you know, this person is nice. I need to maybe open up and create a relationship with them. And, you know, that's where you see a lot of promotional products given away. You see a lot of, personality things where people are promoting themselves out of a big personality. All that's to get them to like you. Next is to trust. And you build trust by giving them something first, either giving them information in the form of a special report or white paper, by giving them insight or special resources, or just letting them know what their buying decisions are. And there you gain their trust. Then you've got to ask them to buy. The way you get them to buy is you put something in front of them that is a lot more valuable to them than the money that they're giving up. And that is the process. And if it's breaking down somehow, it's because you haven't done the work necessary to get them to know, like, and trust you. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Like, I don't like it either. And I've got lots of customers. I go out and I look and I think, oh, sheesh, they're never going to buy. And then I go, wait a minute. I can't tell myself that. Instead, I got to tell myself, all right, there is a reason that I can control, that they're not buying, that I am fully in control of. What is it? And how can I overcome it? And very often I find that there is a reason. They're stuck where they don't trust me. So that means I got to give them stuff, or they don't like me. So that means I got to maybe put them on my newsletter list for a couple of months so that they see the new, the types of things I'm doing and the types of people I'm helping out. Or, maybe I'll, cut something out of the newspaper that I think they might like and send a copy of it to them and go, hey, did you see this sports column? Or, hey, did you see this life column or this thing about, this thing going on in our industry. Just to keep aware of that, you know, keep them aware of me so that they will like me. But those are the types of things, know, like, trust, and buy. That's the process every time. And when you work that process, you are going to generate sales. My guests today here on Business Nation Radio, we're going to talk all about working the process to getting customers to know, like, and trust you. My first guest is Neil Martin. He's author of the book Habit, the 95% of Behavior Marketers Ignore. We're going to talk about how you can make your business into a repetitive habit for your customers. Also, coming up, Brett Bacon. He's the author of the book Millionaire Secrets, How to Become a Millionaire Now by Using These 10 Simple, Fast, Easy, Proven Secrets of Persuasion. He's also CEO and president of My Life Franchise Corporation. And, you know, we're going to talk about actual the selling process, that built that last part, building trust, asking for the sale, closing the sale, all crucial steps. Also coming up on Business Nation Radio is Sydney Biddle Barrows. She is author of the book Uncensored Sales Strategies, a radical new approach to selling your customers what they really want, no matter what business you're in. And she's actually used to be the Mayflower Madam, is what she was known as in New York City. And you know, she ran a escort service in New York for a number of years and has amazing insight from the escort business that can help you in your business. If you think about it, kind of escort business may be like a commodity because you know what you're going to get, right? Well, she transformed that business, and we're going to talk about how you can transform yours. Coming up on Business Nation Radio, we'll be right back with Neil Martin after this. Just a couple of years ago, I discovered how to triple my fees and my customers were never happier. But then I discovered an ugly truth. As long as my income depended on my labor, I was going to be stuck forever. Didn't matter how much I charged, it wasn't enough because if I took a vacation, my income stopped. If I got sick, my business was closed. I was on a grind treadmill with no way off. But then I figured out a system that allows you to work once and get paid many times for your labors. And I actually recorded a special video that shows you how several people packaged what they know into information products so that they could do the labor once and get paid many times. There's a special website set up with this video. It's at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. At that video, I show you several ways that you can create your own products, how you could package them, and make them available for sale. This allows you to take what you know and make it available so that people can buy it and consume it without you having to spend your time and labor. You can create the product once and sell it many times. The margins are great because you're selling paper and ink and CDs. Or even better, you're selling downloadable ebooks over the internet. You know what the markup is for a downloadable ebook? Well, I tell you, it's all profit. And I can tell you how you can create an all-profit business. And I set up a special video at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. Check it out so you could break the chains of time and money. And so you could do the work once and get paid many times. The website again is guruquick.com. Check it out today. One of the most difficult things to do when you're generating new customers is to get attention and get noticed. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today here on Business Nation Radio. My guest is Neil Martin, author of the book Habit, the 95% of Behavior Marketers Ignore. And we're going to talk about how you can turn your business from something where you're trying to get people's attention into where you're actually a habit. Neil, you know, why are habits so important as a consideration in our marketing for our businesses?
Well, what I discovered in doing a lot of research in the brain sciences, and all this is kind of really the new stuff we've learned over about the last 10 years, is that the unconscious mind actually makes a lot more of our decisions, you know, in our everyday life than we ever imagined. And so a lot of times we think that we're communicating and that people are making these conscious decisions when in reality they are much more reactive based on, you know, prior experiences.
Now, of course, Dr. Martin, you've been working with, you know, technology companies and others since 1994, helping them adjust their strategic thinking in light of these realities that habit is such a large driver of decision making. You know, but how does a business owner, you know, make themselves into their customer's next habit?
Well, the big thing is to realize that the way our brains evolved is to disregard unimportant information. So we disregard the background.
Right.
And so too much of our marketing effort, too much of our advertising, too much of our communications just becomes noise that gets it really ignored by our intended customers, by the people we think that we want to communicate with. And that's why it's so important to really be listening to them and to make sure that your language is reflecting those key words and those key ideas that will penetrate through their defense mechanism.
So, and of course, you know, we could all sympathize with the defense mechanisms. I mean, you're driving down the highway and there's billboards that you're constantly trying to ignore. You got radio ads on the radio. Thank goodness. You've got the newspaper ads that you're looking through. Every magazine you pick up has ads. And if you paid attention to every ad in a magazine or the newspaper, it would take 2 hours to read it all. You have to be able to skim and just look for the information that's important to you, or you wouldn't be able to survive. So, you know, that kind of defense mechanism each of us has created, you know, our customers have created that too. And I guess what you're saying is that we've got to be part of the keywords, the information, the things that our customers are looking for, so that when they see our information, it leaps out at them and says, oh, this is important, I got to stop and look.
That's exactly correct. And the other part of this is to realize that you really want to be understanding the feedback mechanism. So if you send out emails or if you run an ad on the radio, whatever, you really need to have kind of a learning mindset. So, you know, what ads worked, what ads don't work. You know, have a memory for this stuff. There are too many times where people just go, oh, well, I'm slow right now. You know, let's run an ad or let's shoot out an email or let's do... And in some areas, you know, it's going to be, you know, what's the subject line on the email? In some other areas, it might be who's sending the email.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know the difference, if you don't know what's clicking. And the other part of this, you know, we have so many different ways to communicate with people now. You know, there's our voicemail, there's email, there's text messaging, there's IM, there's, you know, so we have to look with our clients and our potential clients. What's the way that they like to communicate based on what it is they're trying to get done?
Hmm.
You know, if you know, and this is again what you want to be keeping record of. This guy likes to be called. This guy never responds to an email. This person, the only way I can get to him is through an email.
And I think a lot of what you're talking about are things that I remember in the 90s we did all the time. We tracked all of these different marketing strategies, all the different ways that we kept track of customers, you know, we kept these files. But then, you know, over the last decade, we really haven't had to because we've had so many customers calling us. So in a way, it's not that it's all that much more difficult. It's just kind of back to the processes that we built in the 90s. Now, I definitely, Neil, I want to talk to you about how to become your customer's habit, I want to let everybody know that my guest today is Neil Martin. The book is Habit, the 95% of Behaviors Marketers Ignore. And you want to check it out. You know, check it out at Amazon.com or BN.com. At the very moment, it says that it's back ordered, but don't worry. The new books have been printed and they'll be shipped. They're on their way to the retailer. So go ahead and place that order and it'll be just a couple of days and you'll receive it. The book is Habit, the 95% of Behavior Marketers Ignore, by my guest Neil Martin. Now, Neil, in your book, you talk about, you know, becoming your customer's habit is through discovery, purchase, and use. Can you talk a little bit about that? What is that? What do you mean by that?
Well, the big thing is to realize that you want to work with both your customer's conscious and unconscious mind, so that you have to have an appeal to a conscious, rational evaluation. But that over time, you want your customers to be using you automatically. And this idea of automaticity is that so much of our, I mean, you think about, we were talking earlier about the advertising, how overwhelming it is. And we really, when I wrote the book, at that point, there were 2,500 messages per person per day
wow.
that advertisers paid for. So the only way to navigate, you're absolutely correct, is to ignore most of that. And it's the same thing when you think about how many choices you have. And the more complexity that there is in your life, the more that you want to fall back on, you know, either little rules of thumb or in automatic things. If you walk down the grocery aisle, right, there's 500 boxes of cereal there. You know, you can't process that information.
Right.
Well, it's the same thing if you're an accountant. It's the same thing if you're a lawyer. It's the same thing if you're a dentist. You know, that there is just all of the, there's just so much complexity in people's lives. So what you have to do is to figure out how can I make it really easy for somebody to buy from me, to order from me, and then to rebuy from me. Remove all of the barriers that you put in place. You know, try to get rid of those things. You know, it's like the power of the one click. It's the power of the, you know, I make one phone call and it's done. When it's, and the big thing about this, especially people in service industries, the way I like to explain this is, you know, once it's, you know, once I give it to you, I don't have to think about it anymore.
And a lot of times, you know, we are business owners, when we try to come up with that, we resist because we have so many options that somebody can choose from. They could, you know, oh, well, you know, it's so complicated. What I'm selling, I really, it takes a long sales cycle. But, you know, do you have advice for folks that, that have, you know, kind of a complicated thing that they're selling? Is there ways that they can make what they have to offer a lot easier to buy?
Yeah, and this is, you know, it's an old, you know, marketing axiom, but I think that the more research I do on how the brain works, the more powerful it comes to me, which is to sell the solution.
Mm.
You know, so many times we want to sell features. You know, oh, it has this. We want to compare, you know, our megawatts, our throughput, our speed, our whatever. And the reality is that when you look at how decisions are made, typically they're made off of one thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's you know, there might be a lot of things. I mean, think about buying a house, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to look at price range. You're going to look at school district if you've got kids. So there are these things which kind of like to be in that, you know, selection set you have to have. So
uh-huh.
yeah, that's important. But that's not what people make their decisions on. That's just how they eliminate.
Hmm.
The decision typically comes down from one thing. And as we get into this, and behavioral economics is seeing this, that we're always trying to simplify this decision set. So if a lot of times, like there's some really interesting research by, and Ariely talks about this in his book, Predictably Irrational. But, you know, it's this, you know, if there's a choice between A and B, you know, and we do this experiment, 65% of the people choose A.
Huh.
But if I add a C, then I can shift that and that 65, you know, nobody's choosing C, but I can get 65% of the people switching off of A to B.
Wow.
And so it's this idea about how the mind is trying to bring a clarity, simplicity out of a complex situation.
Well, the book is Habit, the 95% of Behavior Marketers Ignore. And on Amazon.com, the average customer rating is 5 stars out of 5. So readers, the folks that have taken the opportunity to take a look at the book and get it have really enjoyed it. And Neil, I certainly enjoyed having you here today on Business Nation Radio.
Well, it's been my pleasure. The one thing I do want to add real quick is that we have to understand, because of the economic situation, lots of habits have changed.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, this gives a lot of opportunities. You know, there's been a lot of bankruptcies. There's been a lot of disruption in the marketplace. Customers have really stopped buying the way they used to buy. And so, you know, that means in some ways it's harder, but I think if we are positive in the way we approach the marketplace, you can see that there are really opportunities to win customers that you couldn't get to before because they've kind of disrupted the way they used to buy. But it's really important that we understand now what those new criteria are and how to address those.
And I've seen a lot of businesses that are open to talking with people when they weren't before, just because they're looking for new things. 3 years ago, they didn't need anything new. They had all the business they could keep up with. Today, they're looking for new ways to save money and grow their business. Neil, thank you so much. That's great insight.
Thanks much.
All right. We'll be right back on Business Nation Radio with Brett Bacon talking about how you can close more customers and handle objections after this.
When your customers are being barraged with marketing advertisements from every assorted customer, Budweiser, PayPal, Amazon, goodness knows, Geico. All of these companies are barraging your customers with marketing messages. How are you supposed to stand out and get attention when you've got all of these other competitors, not just within your business, but also outside of your business, competing for the attention of your customer? Well, let me tell you, it is through the book, Outrageous Advertising, Marketing That Is Outrageously Successful by my friend Bill Glazer. He authored this book after reviewing thousands of marketing pieces, taking the things that he was successful with, getting customer attention in his retail business, as well as others. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. Outrageous Advertising That's Outrageously Successful by Bill Glazer. Pick it up today. So many business books and management books talk about win-win and things that really sound great to university professors that just don't seem to work in real life. That's why Dan Kennedy wrote the book, The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits, The Ultimate No Holds Barred, Kick Butt, Take No Prisoners Guide to Really Getting Rich. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. It's by Dan Kennedy, where he reveals the insights of why so many business owners get run over by their employees. They get ripped off by their vendors, and they get shysted by their customers. And the insights in this book are extremely revealing because Dan doesn't lie. He's not sugarcoating the truth, but instead he's giving you the real facts of how businesses really operate. The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits by Dan Kennedy, available Amazon.com, BN.com, and bookstores everywhere.
Welcome back to Business Nation Radio. My guest now is Brett Bacon. We're talking about how you can generate new customers for your business. Now, Brett is the author of Millionaire Selling Secrets, How to Become a Millionaire Now by Using These 10 Simple, Fast, Easy, Proven Secrets of Persuasion. Now, Brett is not just an expert, but he's also president and CEO of My Life Franchise Corporation. So he is implementing these strategies on a daily basis, and it's a pleasure having him as my guest here on Business Nation Radio. Welcome, Brett.
Thanks so much, Robert. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Now, when you in your book, your customers are always harried. They're trying to get what they need and get out. A lot of times they build up these walls around them so you can't contact them. As a business person, how do you build a relationship with customers at a time when they've built so many defenses around them? How do you get them to buy from you?
Yeah, that's a great question, Robert. I focus on this throughout my book. My major theme through all the different secrets is you have to find a way to start and then build a relationship with that customer. And you're right. Today, customers, they just want to get what they want, or at least what they think they want. The first step is to show your customers that you have passion, absolute passion for what you sell. Absolutely.
Now, if they're not taking your appointments, they're busy, they don't even want to take your call, how the heck are you going to show passion when they won't even talk to you?
and that's of course a common challenge we all face.
Yeah.
You have to be relentless, but in a professional way. Mm. In other words, we all lead and live very busy lives.
Mm-hmm.
So often when we say no, I don't have the time to discuss this now, it doesn't mean forever.
Mm-hmm.
But the average salesperson gives up after one or two, objections like that,
right.
And you should never give up, because it's that 10th contact in a very pleasant professional way, and it's a non-assuming contact. In other words, it doesn't say, well, as you know, I've contacted you 9 times before, so here we are again. You can't, I see that all the time.
The sarcasm doesn't work?
Absolutely doesn't. And you would think...
well, you're trying to be funny, that maybe that they would have responded to that.
Right. I mean, I think it was Voltaire who said, common sense is not so common. You would think it would be common sense not to be sarcastic, not to show your impatience or frustration, but salespeople do this all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to have the patience of Job, and you have to show that you are really passionate about what you are offering for value to that prospect, to that potential customer.
Now, yeah, I know you in one of the chapters of your book, you talk about dealing with objections. And, you know, so a lot of times the objection is, I'm not going to talk to you on the phone, or, you know, hey, I just don't have time to deal with this right now. And you talk about, you know, creating stories to answer objections. Will you, you know, what do you mean by that?
Well, everybody, you know, since we were children, we've all learned through stories. You know, mm-hmm. Our parents told us stories. We would go into the classroom and hear stories from the teachers. When we tell something that's happened to us that's exciting or maybe even difficult, we tell it in the form of stories to our friends and family. Okay? And so because we have this built right into our DNA as human beings to share information with each other through stories, my suggestion is, look, you've got to learn something about your prospect or customer, about the specifics of their lives, and then weave that into using your product or service in a very positive, helpful way to the customer, and tell it in the form of a story.
That's really interesting. And I want to talk about how to create those stories with you, because I think it would be a really neat lesson for folks to really get a breakthrough and make 2010 their best year ever. My
sure.
guest today here on Business Nation Radio is Brett Bacon. He is author of the book, Millionaire Selling Secrets, How to Become a Millionaire Now by Using These 10 Simple, Fast, Easy, Proven Secrets of Persuasion. You can get that book at Amazon.com, BN or BN.com, or at your local Barnes & Noble store. Now, let me go ahead and give you the title again, because it's real important that you check this book out, because it's got a lot of amazing shortcuts. It's Millionaire Selling Secrets, How to Become a Millionaire Now by Using These 10 Simple, Fast, Easy, Proven Secrets of Persuasion. So, Brett, you know, somebody's getting you know, frustrated because people won't give them the time of day. You know, how is it that a story that is going to help them, and how would they even create such a story?
Right. Well, it's by asking questions. You know,
okay.
We are so fearful as salespeople to ask questions, because we're afraid of the answer we might get. You know, we might get a no.
They might tell us something we don't like to hear.
Exactly. And you know, the greatest fear I find when I train students is they say, well, they might ask me a question then that I don't have an answer to.
Right.
And I said, isn't that a wonderful thing if that happens? Because if they're asking you a question about something, even if you don't know the answer, you now know something very important, which mm-hmm. is you are discovering what is important to the customer,
okay.
right? And so, for example, if someone is pushing you away and they're not allowing you to make that presentation, let's say they're saying, look, I don't have time to talk about this over the phone, you have to start to learn something about your customer. You agree with them, first of all. You say, I understand. I know you are incredibly busy. If I were to get you this information and explain how this service could help you, what would be the absolute best way to make it work for you?
Hmm.
Right? What a concept. And they tell you, they'll be surprised, and they might say, well, if I had just 5 minutes over a cup of coffee in front of you, in between appointments, I would listen to you. Fine. You know, when can we get together? Let's have some coffee. I'll tell you what, I'm going to treat you to a mocha cappuccino, if that's what you like, right? And then you build from there. And you also have to use some humor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that today so many people are so thin-skinned, you know, they get that one objection and then they give up, especially on the objection of, I don't have time for this appointment.
So, like, if somebody has that, you mentioned, you know, trying to craft stories, what would be a story? Maybe a story about a past client who didn't have the time, but then all of a sudden they figured out they saved lots of time when they were able to take advantage of the salesperson's product?
Absolutely. That's a great example. Mm-hmm. And this leads to another point, and it's part of our topics today, is, you know, how do you generate new clients? Well, you do it by building upon a foundation of your current clients.
Right.
So you might say, you know, one of your competitors, you know, Acme Corporation, they were having the same problem. They didn't have time to discuss our new product. But when we finally were able to get together with them and they tried our product, they found that they were actually saving time and a lot more time than it took for that presentation. And I know that you want to be as competitive in the marketplace as possible, Mr. Jones, right?
And so, you know, rather than trying just to say, hey, I can save you a lot of time in the long run, you craft it in the form of a story and tell them about a past example, a past customer that, you know, that had similar challenges at them so they can identify with it. Then they used your product or they sat down with an appointment with you, you know, whatever the current thing you're trying to overcome. And then life was so much better after they agreed to meet with you or to buy the product. I think it's just fascinating way of overcoming objections.
Exactly.
And I think it's a great book. I recommend that everybody check it out. It's called Millionaire Selling Secrets: How to Become a Millionaire Now by Using These 10 Simple, Fast, Easy, Proven Secrets of Persuasion, written by Brett Bacon. Now, Brett, you got any special plans to make 2010 your best year ever and generate new customers?
Absolutely, because you know what we find is that when you are operating at this higher level of skill when it comes to salesmanship and persuasion, and really salesmanship and persuasion, what it's all about is building strong long-term relationships with your customers.
Mm.
Well, when the economy is tough as it is, those who have just that extra level of skill in this area shine. They really shine.
I mean, just a couple of years ago, we were all frustrated because there were so many competitors. And, well, at least we don't have to deal with a whole lot of competitors, but it's difficult to try to get customers to kind of come out of their shell and trust us.
That's exactly right. And that's why it's so critical when you have a customer, or even let's say you're brand new on the job and you're working for a company and a sales organization. Maybe you don't have any customers yet, but your company does,
mm-hmm.
right? So what you've got to do is you've got to build your pyramid of sales performance, and the foundation would be current customers.
Awesome.
And one of the things that I'm always astounded to find when I observe salespeople do sales presentations, either in training or out as I go out and purchase goods and services, is so often they never ask for referrals at the end of the sales presentation. Now, I say
wow.
that, Robert, because you don't always get a sale after the presentation, but we train our people, and everyone listening here should ask for a referral. Do you know someone else who might be interested in our product or service?
Wow. And flip that sales presentation into another. Well, there's that all kinds of proven secrets in the book, Millionaire Selling Secrets: How to Become a Millionaire Now by Using These 10 Simple, Fast, Easy, Proven Secrets of Persuasion. Check it out, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Brett, thank you so much for being my guest today on Business Nation Radio.
My pleasure, Robert. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be right back with Sidney Biddle Barrows, the former Mayflower Madam, about how you can turn your business from a commodity into a special experience after this. This is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio. I grew up in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing, and at the time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. But in the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day, automatically. That's why I co-authored the book about internet marketing titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate new customers and money. I'm not a web programmer. I got a guy who does all that techie work. That's what I want to teach you in my book. The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet teaches you how to create a website and understand what you need to give to the techie guy, how to evaluate what he or she creates, and how to give them the instructions on finalizing it for the web. For more information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar revealing the secrets of successful sites, and several success stories, visit the book website at
www.internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested a lot of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions of them are buying things. There isn't any reason why they couldn't be buying from you. To get them to buy from you, visit www.internetinformationmarketing.com. The site again is internetinformationmarketing.com. Check it out today.
A lot of business owners tell me, Robert, you know, what I have is a commodity. There's no way I can differentiate it. You know, all of my competitors sell the same thing. How am I supposed to separate myself from everybody? Well, I got news for you, because my guest has differentiated and made her business unique from all of her competitors, even when she faced very tough competition. My guest is Sydney Biddle Barrows, who used to be known at, you know, kind of in a slang term as the Mayflower Madam, who ran an escort service in New York City. And you know, she faced competition, but yet made her business very different. We're going to talk today here on Business Nation Radio how you can differentiate yourself and generate customers for your business here today. Welcome, Sydney.
Thank you, Robert, so much.
Now, you have a great book that you published called Uncensored Sales Strategies, A Radical New Approach to Selling Your Customers What They Really Want, No Matter What Business You're In. And, of course, you talk a lot about your experience and your background in sales. But, you know, one of the things I really saw is that you approached the escort business in a very different way than your competitors, you know, because they saw it really as a commodity and they sold sex, and you had a completely different perspective. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. What I was actually selling was a fantasy. Mm-hmm. And what I'd like to point out is not only was I able to charge my clients top dollar for this fantasy, but there were plenty of people who were giving away what ostensibly these guys were paying for, which was the sex. And there was a major recession going on at the time, mm-hmm. in the early 80s. So in spite of that, because I sold them what they really wanted, which was a fantasy, it was an experience they wanted. And as you said, it wasn't the sex.
Mm-hmm. Now, you, in your book, you go through, you talk about some of the advertising that you faced. I mean, generally, there was only a couple of publications that would accept your advertising. And in that, there was a lot of Me Too, where people made their ads all look the same. But you did something very different. Can you talk about, you know, how you made your ads different than your competitors?
Yeah. One of the things we did was made it different than our competitors. Another thing is we made it very clean. It didn't have a lot of, there are some businesses that you need to tell people all the different things that you do. But in my business, because of where the ad was, it was pretty obvious what we did.
Now, what did your competitors' ads look like, and then how did you make yours different?
Well, theirs were very, very busy. They had photographs or drawings of girls. My favorite was a girl who was sitting, drawing of a girl, I think it was, sitting there with her legs in a V, and the headline screamed, "CUM into my valley." That was my competition.
and you really made yours a lot different by going to this fantasy, that your customers wanted. How did you do that?
Well, one of the things, now I do a free monthly teleseminar on experience design. And so one of the, last month I was talking about names and taglines. Mm-hmm. So, and logos. So our logo was basically our name, which was in a very unusual typeface. It was Cachet, C-A-C-H-E-T. Mm-hmm. And then our tagline was New York's Most Trusted Service, because one of the things that I had established was that one of the things that my kind of customer was looking for was someone they could trust. And when you saw our ad, it literally leaped out from the page because there was all kinds of white space around. Leaped out.
And I think it's kind of interesting how you really saw the business as a fantasy business when everybody else was just selling sex. And, you know, I think it's neat that you work with a lot of folks and business owners on, you know, 6-month programs and, you know, on your monthly free teleseminars. And you talk about satisfying your customer's secret desires. And it struck me a little strange when I heard it. You know, if you're a plumber, you know that your customers want their faucets to stop dripping when they shut the water off. And if you're in a restaurant, you know customers want to eat. And it seems pretty simple to what customers of an escort service want. But, you know, what are these secret desires that you're talking about, and how does somebody identify them?
Well, with respect to the plumber, the secret desire is, I want somebody over here right now to fix this right now. So one of the things that their fantasy is they're going to be able to get a hold of someone easily, and that person's going to be able to be there quickly. So that would be something that they would want to emphasize in their ads, that, you know, someone picks up the phone 24 hours a day, or, you know, someone picks up the phone 24 hours a day, and, you know, we will, you know, fix your whatever, you know, within X number of hours, like, say, 6 hours.
And that, and of course, with a restaurant, it's not just about the food. It's about the experience of dining and being with friends and seeing other people.
Exactly. So that's what they want to emphasize.
Now, what I like about your book is, like, a whole half of it focuses on real detailed tactics, and I'd like to talk with you about those in our next segment, just a second. But so coming up, we're going to talk about real detailed strategies of how you can really, you know, put rubber to the road and implement this type of marketing in your business. If you'd like some more information about Sydney, she also has in her programs that you know, about sales choreography, which we'll talk about in just a moment. Check out our website. It's at sydneybarrows.com. And go ahead and I'll spell that for you. It's SYDNEYBARROWS. And I'll also give you that website link at just a moment after the break. But it's sydneybarrows.com. Check out our programs and how Sydney can help you. We'll be right back with more sales choreography and how you can implement Sydney's strategies of finding out your customer's secret desires after this.
The one book that I recommend above all others is Robert Cialdini's Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. In this book, Dr. Cialdini reviews several different ways that you can influence the behavior of other people. Can you imagine reaching out and getting somebody to do something because they want to do it? And it's all in this book. This book is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com, really booksellers everywhere. It's called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, and it's all about getting people to do what you want them to by convincing them that it's something that they've wanted to do all the time. It's pure magic. And Robert breaks down each of the methods of influence, the ways that you can do it, and also he tells a lot of great stories to make it easy to understand. Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. Go out to a bookstore near you or Amazon.com and get it today. So many business books and management books talk about win-win and things that really sound great to university professors that just don't seem to work in real life. That's why Dan Kennedy wrote the book, The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits, the ultimate no-holds-barred, kick-butt, take-no-prisoners guide to really getting rich. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. It's by Dan Kennedy, where he reveals the insights of why so many business owners get run over by their employees. They get ripped off by their vendors, and they get shysted by their customers. And the insights in this book are extremely revealing because Dan doesn't lie. He's not sugarcoating the truth, but instead he's giving you the real facts of how businesses really operate. The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits by Dan Kennedy, available Amazon.com, BN.com, and bookstores everywhere.
What are your customers' secret desires, and how do you figure those out? My guest today here on Business Nation Radio is Sydney Biddle Barrows. She is ran a escort service for many years and had a completely different spin by figuring out that her customers wanted a fantasy. And she can show you how your customers really want a fantasy as well. And that will help you improve your sales and generate new customers in your business. Welcome back, Sydney.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to give out Sydney's website in just a moment. So if you don't have a pen and paper, go ahead and get that out. Now, you know, a whole part of your book, Sydney, focuses on detailed strategies. And the first step you talk about is to direct the movie that's in your customer's mind. What do you mean by that?
Well, a mental movie is when you first appear on a prospect's radar screen, a mental movie starts to form in their mind about what it's going to be like to do business with you and what they're going to get out of doing business with you.
Mm.
See, they're not looking for particular features as much as they're looking for a solution to their problem or a benefit that you provide. And that's how you figure out what your customer's secret fantasies are, is you start thinking about what, like for instance, a cosmetic dentist.
Right.
They're really in the fantasy a customer has, a patient has with them is, I'm going to have a beautiful smile and it's going to help me find a mate. Or a beautiful, see, they want a beautiful smile.
Mm.
And it's
not just a beautiful smile, they want to be attractive to the opposite sex.
Right. And also they want to be competitive in the marketplace.
And get promoted.
And a lot, listen, there's a lot to be said for just looking in the mirror and liking what you see.
Right. And so you're not selling new teeth or you're not selling dental work or you're not selling implants. You're really selling the satisfaction that customer gets when they look in the mirror and that confidence that they have when they're sitting down in front of a prospective customer or in front of a prospective date. That's really what cosmetic dentistry is all about.
That's exactly right.
And so how do you find that in a bit, you know, we talked about plumbing, we talked about restaurant, we talked about, I mean, you know, a business owner is like, but Sydney, you know, my business is different. You know, I'm selling the same thing. I've been doing this for years. I mean, how does somebody break out of their current movie, their current mindset, and try to apply this fresh?
Well, they should first of all try to sit down themselves mm-hmm. and say, you know, why do people call me? Why do people buy my widget? Why do people want my service? Sometimes you just can't see the forest for the trees. Mm-hmm. And for that, I recommend having a mastermind group.
Mm-hmm.
Mastermind groups are so important. If you can't do a group, like for instance, every week I have a gal that I speak with on the phone.
That's great.
And she and I help each other. I come up with ideas that she would have never thought of. She comes up with things that I never would have thought of. I mean, a group is even better because you've got more people coming up with ideas for you. But even if it's just one-on-one.
Now, I know you work with folks where you walk them through a six-month process to helping them find this and build a choreography. You know, can you talk about a client example of where you help somebody see this? I mean, I guess I knew you worked with a cosmetic surgeon.
Yeah. Actually, the best example, and because it's so fresh in my mind, because mm-hmm. I was on the phone with him yesterday, believe it or not, happens to be a dentist.
Oh, okay.
And let's face it, nobody likes going to the dentist. So what I said to him, I said, well, the experience that we're going to give your clients, your patients, is we want them to have a smile in their hearts
mm-hmm.
when they think of you. In fact, everybody should want their customers, their clients, their patients have a smile in their heart. So one of the things that we did was I created a Halloween candy buyback program.
Oh, interesting.
And so for every time, for every pound of candy the people brought in, they would get a dollar, which almost none took, by the way. And he collected 800 pounds of candy. And this guy doesn't live in a big urban area either. He lives somewhere in South Carolina that I never even heard of. And then they went and made a and donated it to the local army base.
Wow.
Groups. Now, do you know how much publicity they got out of that?
It's
every local radio, every local TV station, everyone covered this because it's an interesting story.
Wow, that's a neat breakthrough. And so they get all this publicity, and they get all these people coming to their dental office that may have never been there. And so for the folks that are looking for help, it's a great opportunity to...
Oh, it gets even better, Robert.
Okay.
It gets even better. He had a backdrop that he made, and he photographed every single person that brought in the candy. And he put it up on his website, and he let everyone know that it was going to be on the website. So now everyone's going to the website to see pictures of themselves.
Wow.
Now, so now what I'm doing for him for February, first of all, we're going to do if for Valentine's Day. If you've gone and bought a box of candy for someone, but you break up with them or they break up with you before you give them the candy, we'll buy it back from you. Now, we'll refund the full price of the candy. Now, the chances of that happening are pretty remote, but you know what? It's a great story, and everyone wants to cover it on the television and radio. Everyone wants to cover it.
That's one of those things that you call in your book an irresistible experience.
Yeah. Now, another thing is it just so happens that February is something like National Children's Dental Health Month or something like that. Anyway, they're on the, I think it's the 28th, is National Tooth Fairy Day. Yes, so, I kid you not.
So all of these are neat ways to create a neat experience, get in your customer's mind. Check out Sydney's website. You'll see her program to help you implement these in your business, as well as her free monthly teleseminars. Her website is sydneybarrows.com. That's sydneybarrows.com. Sydney, thank you so much for being my guest here on Business Nation Radio.
Oh, Robert, it's my pleasure.
I'll be right back with more Business Nation Radio after this.
This is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio. I grew up in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing, and at the time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. But in the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically. That's why I co-authored the book about internet marketing titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate new customers and money. I'm not a web programmer. I got a guy who does all that techie work. That's what I want to teach you in my book. The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet teaches you how to create a website to understand what you need to give to the techie guy, how to evaluate what he or she creates, and how to give them the instructions on finalizing it for the web. For more information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar revealing the secrets of successful sites, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested a lot of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions of them are buying things. There isn't any reason why they couldn't be buying from you. To get them to buy from you, visit www.internetinformationmarketing.com. The site again is internetinformationmarketing.com. Check it out today.
The focus of our program today, of course, was generating new customers, how you could, you know, create new customers, get them to know, to like, and to trust you so that they'll buy from you. That's the process. I think it was pretty interesting to hear about how habits can change customer behavior when we were speaking with Neil Martin. Also, Brett Bacon gave us a lot of insight into the sales process and overcoming objections. And I thought really Sydney Barrow's insight and strategies of really making what you sell into an experience and not looking at it as a product or as a service, but instead, what is it that you're delivering and focusing on that element in order to get customers and keep the customers that you have. Coming up next week on Business Nation Radio, we're going to go on to the next step of the four things that you need to do in your business. And the next is generating customer value, the transaction size, as well as getting your customers to buy from you more frequently. That's the focus next week on Business Nation Radio. Got a collection of great guests and insights to really help build the profitability of your business by getting the customers you already got to buy more from you and to come back more frequently. You have any comments about today's program? Visit me on the web at robertskrobe.com. That's robertskrobe.com. Love to have you on the program. And thanks a lot. Until next week, I'm Robert Skrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio.